Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? Morning, studio.
Morning.
I had an interesting day yesterday where Caitlin says, hey, I have this friend. We knew each other in California, and she lives here now, and she's going to come over, but I want you to hang out with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. She goes, it'd be like a date. I said, you guys have like a... And I was like, all right. And so we were... He plays golf, so he came over, and we were hitting some golf balls at the house. But they just left us. Just a blind friend date.
So awkward.
And it feels like a blind date. At first, you're like, hey, how's it going? Good, man. How are you? So what do you do? Oh, yeah? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Except you're like 40.
Yeah. And he works in music. He's like a songwriter. And he's actually a really nice guy. It just took us a minute because you're just staring at each other. And he's thinking the same thing. I didn't think I was alone in this. We're looking at each other going, our women's god is here. And now we're either it's going to be really awkward for the next couple hours, or we're going to find a way to get through this and be friends. But it was good. It was good.
So you'll be able to go out with them again?
Yes.
That is the question. After a blind date, will you go out on with him?
I would go on another date with him.
Okay. Good. Yes. Good.
Yeah. That's great.
I would, but I don't know. I don't know if he likes me though.
No, just be confident.
I didn't hear back if he likes me.
Were you waiting 3 days to reach out to him?
I don't even have his number.
Oh.
But I told Caitlin we were hanging out having dinner last night. And she was like, well, what'd you think? Tell me everything. And I was like, we had a good time. He's a nice guy. He's a little awkward like I am. He's a very artsy guy. I'm just an awkward guy. And so I said, but after a few minutes, we really got along well. I know enough about what he does. He knew nothing about what I did. But we got through it, and we had golf to kind of get us through it. We were like hitting balls. And so, but I said, I would be happy to go to dinner with her and him if we wanted to go to dinner.
Nice.
So, hey, score one for the little guy.
That's a big deal.
I got a new boyfriend.
Good for you.
Okay, we play this game once a month. I'll give the adults in the room a riddle. These are all kids' riddles. Are you ready to play? Riddle me this. Ooh. When I finish reading the riddle the second time, you have 20 seconds to finish a riddle. When I say time, pins come up. Riddle number one. I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I? I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I? Riddle me this.
What?
Oh. I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I?
There's so many things.
And that noise means that's time.
Okay.
Amy, I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I?
plate.
Lunchbox?
Tablecloth.
Eddie?
You're the plate.
I would have accepted plates, silverware, or tablecloth.
Boom!
All three of you guys move on.
Yeah!
Huh. Can't eat that stuff, but you're on the table.
Gotcha.
Next up. I am so simple that I can only point, yet I guide men all over the world. What am I? I am so simple that I can only point, yet I guide men and women all over the world. What am I? Riddle me this. I'm so simple that I can only point, yet I guide men and women all over the world. What am I? Time is still ticking.
Okay.
Eddie, do you have it?
I got it.
What is it?
I am a compass.
Lunchbox?
I'm a compass.
Eddie? Oh, sorry, Amy?
Compass.
Compass is right. Nice job. You guys are playing a little possum up here, acting like you don't have it.
Well, I know, because it just seemed too easy.
I was in early on that one.
Next up. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. What am I? If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me.
What?
What?
What am I? Riddle me this.
If you have me.
If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me.
If you have me, you want to share
5 seconds. There we have it. Amy.
Love.
If you have love, you want to share. Yes. But if you share love, don't you know. Don't have love.
I don't know.
Doesn't fit?
You tried it out.
Well, I was just seeing if maybe it was a secondary one.
I know. I don't know, guys.
Eddie?
Yeah, I have hug.
If you have a hug, you want to share me. Uh-huh. If you hug someone, you haven't got me.
Exactly.
Because you're hugging.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Lunchbox feels like he has it, and if he has it, he's a champion. How confident are you?
I'm feeling really good about myself right now. Like, I'm sitting up high in my chair. I had one thing written down, and halfway through you reading that, I erased it, and I have the right answer, and I cannot wait to share it with you guys. You heard my pin drop right as now. You were still reading the clue over there, so I am ready to go.
If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. For the win, riddle me this.
Let me tell you a little secret. It's a secret, guys. I can't tell you. Woo!
He says secret. If you have a secret, you want to share it. If you share it, you haven't got me. If you share a secret, it's not a secret.
Yeah, because it's no longer a secret, folks.
That fits.
Woo!
That's it.
That works.
Is Lunchbox Riddle Master?
Come on, let's go!
All I do.
Lunchbox is the new Riddle Master, and in customary fashion, take us out, Lunchbox, with the Riddle Me This.
Riddle Me This!
That gives me, like, heartburn. Just feeling it. There he is. Here's a voicemail we got from Pat right here.
I was just curious why Eddie or Abby didn't have a GoPro on them or some kind of video to show their jump. And if they did, maybe, I don't know, but it would have been nice.
It's up. It's on our socials.
And it's awesome.
It went up kind of late yesterday because they jumped and then they had to get home and edit the video.
Right.
But it's up on yesterday's podcast, and the video's up on our Bobby Bone Show social. So thank you for asking that question. It reminded me to say it.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. I would love your input on what to do about a situation that happened to me today. The UPS driver dropped off packages like normal. And after she left, I started to open the packages without looking at the labels. One package I opened turned out to be for the gas station down the road, but was addressed by UPS for my address. Inside, there are 4 vacuum-sealed books of scratch-off lotto tickets. Do I do the right thing and deliver them to the gas station? Or do I say, sorry, money's gone? Thanks in advance. Lucky Lotto in Idaho.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
So you just mailed lottery tickets, a bunch of them?
Oh.
But are they even good until you ring them in?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And wouldn't they know if you just... Lunch, what's your expertise here?
Oh, man, I would say money's gone. Sorry. I would claim it as mine and say, you know what? I got this package and throw the evidence away. Throw the evidence away so you don't know that it wasn't addressed to you. How can they prove that it wasn't addressed to you?
Well, so it says, let me read it again. One package I opened turned out to be for the gas station down the road, but was addressed by UPS for my address.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it was addressed for him accidentally.
Then it's your tickets. It was sent to your house. You open that up, you scratch it off and say, let's go.
Hey, these are scratch offs.
Yeah.
Should I scratch them off and test my luck?
I would say that I think that the gas station probably reports them as missing.
But you didn't take them?
So, and I'm sure they're serial numbered. So when you try to redeem your winners,
that's what I would think.
Well, they're going to bust you.
No, they are serial numbered and they are running a database. So like if you run into a gas station and just rip a roll of scratch offs, you're an idiot because they're going to, when you try to cash it in, that's when you get busted. But these were not stolen. They were mailed to her.
But don't they have to beep them when you buy them? Anytime I bought a scratch off, they're like, okay, this one, beep.
Well, that's the price. That's how you know how much it rang up as and how many tickets have been sold.
I don't know.
Guys, you have to take this money and run.
Okay, first of all, aside from how to do a lotto ticket, don't keep it.
What do you?
You can't keep it. It's
if $1,000 was mailed to you, would you keep it?
No, I'd be scared if they sent it to the wrong drug house.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't keep it because if you win it, you're not going to get to keep it.
Right.
But you can at least try. Why not try? What's the harm in trying? What if they say, you know what, you're right. They were mailed to you. It's your money. So you might as well try it.
Like, for all you know, someone sent you a gift.
Exactly.
Lottery tickets.
Sign from above.
Is it against the law?
The lottery gods?
Oh.
Is this really how they send lottery tickets out? You'd think this happens more often if they're mailed.
I would think they're all mailed. I don't think they drive them to every single gas station.
Yeah, I don't think they drive them to every single gas station.
I don't know. I just figure, just like they unload Gatorade, they unload...
No, they don't have a lottery truck that I've ever seen pull up to a gas station and they pull out the tills.
Okay, I'm going to say you need to take them to the gas station. That's it. You could get in trouble if you try to cash them in, and you're probably not going to win the money. I think there are more options of bad things to happen to you than there are good things here.
You could call the lottery office and just say, what if? Give them a hypothetical.
Yeah, okay.
what if I got a roll of lottery tickets mailed to my house? And what if I scratch them and win $1 million?
Why don't
I
know
a
friend. Call and see.
You can do that.
So we know.
Why don't you call?
I'll call the lottery office and see what happens.
And be like, what if my friend in Idaho?
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to say. Don't keep the tickets, but we'll have a lunchbox call in the lottery office to actually be... No, just don't keep the tickets. I don't even want his call to factor into
that. But I am curious, what if?
I mean, what if? What if they're like, hey, our mistake, you benefit. You know, finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
I don't think that's in the rule book.
Oh,
all right, send the tickets back. Take them to the gas station. That's my answer, but thank you for the email. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Here's a voicemail we got from Pat right here.
I was just curious why Eddie or Abby didn't have a GoPro on them or some kind of video to show their jump. And if they did, maybe I don't know, but it would have been nice.
It's up. It's on our socials.
And it's awesome.
It went up kind of late yesterday because they jumped and then they had to get home and edit the video.
Right.
But it's up on yesterday's podcast and the video's up on our Bobby Bone Show social. So thank you for asking that question. It reminded me to say it.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I would love your input on what to do about a situation that happened to me today. The UPS driver dropped off packages like normal. And after she left, I started to open the packages without looking at the labels. One package I opened turned out to be for the gas station down the road, but was addressed by UPS for my address. Inside, there are 4 vacuum-sealed books of scratch-off lotto tickets. Do I do the right thing and deliver them to the gas station? Or do I say, sorry, money's gone? Thanks in advance. Lucky Lotto in Idaho.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
So you just mailed lottery tickets, a bunch of them?
Ugh.
But are they even good until you ring them in?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And wouldn't they know if you just... Lunch, what's your expertise here?
Oh, man, I would say money's gone. Sorry. I would claim it as mine and say, you know what? I got this package and throw the evidence away. throw the evidence away so you don't know that it wasn't addressed to you. How can they prove that it wasn't addressed to you?
Well, so it says, I'm going to read it again. One package I opened turned out to be for the gas station down the road, but was addressed by UPS for my address.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it was addressed for him accidentally.
Then it's your ticket. It was sent to your house. You open that up, you scratch it off and say, let's go.
Hey, these are scratch-offs?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so should I scratch them off and test my luck?
I would say that I think that the gas station probably reports them as missing.
But you didn't take them?
So, and I'm sure they're serial numbered. So when you try to redeem your winners,
that's what I would think.
Well, they're going to bust you.
No, they are serial numbered and they are running a database. So like if you run into a gas station and just rip a roll of scratch offs, you're an idiot because they're going to, when you try to cash it in, that's when you get busted. But these were not stolen. They were mailed to her.
But don't they have to beep them when you buy them? Anytime I bought a scratch off, they're like, okay, this one, beep.
Well, that's the price. That's how you know how much it rang up as and how many tickets have been sold.
I don't know.
Guys, you have to take this money and run.
Okay, first of all, aside from how to do a lotto ticket, don't keep it.
What do you...
You can't keep it.
If $1,000 was mailed to you, would you keep it?
No, I'd be scared if they sent it to the wrong drug house.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't keep it because if you win it, you're not going to get to keep it.
Right.
But you can at least try. Why not try? What's the harm in trying? What if they say, you know what? You're right. They were mailed to you. It's your money. So you might as well try it.
Like, for all you know, someone sent you a gift.
Exactly.
Lottery tickets.
Sign from above.
Is it against the law?
The lottery gods?
Oh.
Is this really how they send lottery tickets out? You think this happens more often if they're mailed.
I would think they're all mailed. I don't think they drive them to every
single
gas station.
Yeah, I don't think they drive them to every single gas station.
I don't know. I just figure, like, just like they unload Gatorade, they unload...
No, they don't have a lottery truck that I've seen pull up to a gas station and they pull out the tills.
Okay, I'm going to say you need to take them to the gas station. That's it. You just get, you could get in trouble if you try to cash them in. And you're probably not going to win the money. I think there are more options of bad things to happen to you than there are good things here.
You could call the lottery office and just say, what if? Give them a hypothetical.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what if I got a roll of lottery tickets mailed to my house? And what if I scratch them and win $1 million?
Why don't you
I
know
a
friend. Call and see.
You can do that.
So we know.
Why don't you call?
I'll call the lottery office and see what happens.
And be like, what if my friend in Idaho?
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to say. Don't keep the tickets, but we'll have a lunchbox call in the lottery office to actually be... No, just don't keep the tickets. I don't even want his call to factor into this.
But I am curious. What if?
I mean, what if? What if they're like, hey, our mistake, you benefit. You know, finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
I don't think that's in the rule book.
Oh,
all right, send the tickets back. Take them to the gas station. That's my answer, but thank you for the email. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Big day on the show yesterday as Eddie and Abby went skydiving. They had never been. They were super excited. Then they got super nervous. Then they lived. They're here today.
Yeah, we're here.
Big day. I called Daddy last night at like 9:30 and I was like, how you doing? He goes, I'm exhausted. He's like, it's been a long day. That adrenaline.
Yeah.
It's there. You're so tight. And then you land and you're just whooped.
It's the highest of high and then you just come down. And you're like, well, what do I do now?
How do I even look like now after having that excitement? So Abby, you made a list.
I did.
Your five thoughts about skydiving yesterday. Number five.
Okay, that would be, like, I can see why people get addicted. Because it's, like, the highest of highs. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, what if I go solo? Like, what if I keep this up? That's what I'm thinking next.
So you want to go and train and then jump by yourself.
Yeah, because my instructor, he said he was going five times that day.
Really?
And I was like, I want to go again. They wouldn't let me go again. But
I have no need to do it again. I did it. So I think it just depends what kind of person you are. I am not an adrenaline junkie, and I've done a lot of stuff. And I think the reason I've done a lot of stuff is because I'm not. I hate it. And so all these TV shows would get made about me doing stuff I don't want to do. So it's like, watch this guy. Worst thing ever. So, but you're someone who likes that, huh?
Yeah. I might do it. There's a place like 45 minutes away.
So you might do it or you're going to do it. Is this going to be like Scuba Steve writing a movie?
Exactly.
A TV show.
Well.
Eddie might give a kidney.
Might.
Yeah. I might.
There's a lot of mites.
That's number five. Number four.
Okay, so I heard Eddie said that I was crying because I was so nervous. And I was like, I was not crying at all. I'm pretty sure he was more nervous than me.
Your eyes were red. I looked over and I saw red in her eyes and she was breathing heavily. Looked like crying to me.
Breathing heavily with red eyes. Maybe she was doing a little something else, Eddie.
He's the one in the bathroom all the time. So.
Yeah, you had to go to the bathroom six times in 30 minutes.
It's a thing that I have. Like, when I get nervous, I have to pee even though I don't pee. I just go to the bathroom and nothing comes out. And I'm like, well, all right, go back up.
That happens when you get nervous? You have a bladder infection?
Yeah, I guess I do. It happens all the time. Like when there's something big coming up, I feel like I have to go to the bathroom all the time.
All right. Number three.
Okay, so this next one is funny. Eddie did not do the one thing that they stress the whole day. They're like, if you don't remember anything else, do this one thing. And it is arch back when you jump out.
Like a banana. Try to banana your body. Yes.
Right. He jumped out. It looked like a frog. Like his legs looked like frog legs because he jumped out right before me. And I just looked down and I was cracking up.
So you didn't remember that at all?
You're jumping out of a plane. But I wasn't thinking.
The one thing you remember.
Is be a banana.
Yeah.
Dude, I eventually did. I think about, 15 seconds
when
into
you
my
were
dive.
Landing. Yeah. Right when they were coming on the ground.
Oh, right, when the parachute was coming out.
Yeah.
Y'all were wearing yellow. You were a banana.
That's true. They did everything possible. I can't believe they let you pull the cable, cord for the chute.
I didn't want to. And he's like, you're going to do it. You're going to do it.
I would just be afraid I'd rip it out. And all of a sudden I'm holding the cord and you're still falling and no parachute out.
I would have said, no, I'm not doing it. You do it. I would have declined.
Yeah. Or I'd have forgotten.
Well, it is funny because you don't know how hard to pull it. Like, you've never pulled a parachute before.
Next up, Abby.
So I got to say, these Army guys are total BAs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, they are nice. They're funny. They're efficient. Like, they know what they're doing. They're going to keep you safe. And they are real men.
Sounds like Abby's in love.
Yesterday, Abby, you said you didn't fall in love with any of them. I feel like you had a night to think about it. And maybe you've changed.
No, I was just looking back and I was like, dang, those were real men.
Oh my God.
She keeps saying it. Real men? Need to be highlighted because that's what.
Is that what they need to be?
What are they? Yeah. Abby, what are they?
Real men.
Yeah.
Woo! What's an example of not a real man?
Us, obviously.
I feel like
that's why she was saying that to us. Like, they're an example of real men.
I was it's nice to be a real man for once. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
Listen,
that was a joke.
Abby, did you have the little giggly for one of them or no?
Mm-mm. No.
Abby. No, yes.
No, but they're
okay.
Real
no, yes. So no, yes.
Yeah, nothing.
Are they all married?
We didn't talk about any of that.
You don't have to talk about it. You can look on their hands.
No, they don't. A lot of times they don't wear their ring when they're working. Yeah, I don't think any of them
were.
There was one that was wearing a ring. It can get caught on things and it's a hazard.
Okay. Are you an expert in parachute hazard?
No, but I was married to someone that was in the Air Force.
A pilot,
and he would often not have his ring on, and that's because it could get caught on something. He wouldn't wear it when he would fly.
Yeah, me too. I don't wear mine
at
work.
You're probably right. You don't wear yours because why?
Hazards at work.
Get caught on something. Abby, are we in number one?
Yeah, final one.
Go ahead.
So,
if it's about real men again, I'm
not. I thought it was them.
It is. No. So I feel like I had a spiritual awakening during this. I've never had this, but once the parachute is pulled and you're up there, you're just floating and it is so peaceful and quiet and you just realize your purpose in life. So
I completely understand it because it's something you've never experienced. I've had it happen to me a couple times. I was on laughing gas yesterday. I had to get my tooth. I have that every time I'm on laughing gas. Let me prioritize life. I've never been high. And I wonder if that's what being high feels like. Because everybody's like, you get high and you dream up all the stuff or you create. But I do laughing gas. I have some sort of weird nerve thing in my mouth where even if they numb me, I still feel it a lot of times. And so I go, hit the gas hard. It's a note in the thing, hit the gas hard. But I start to go black in my eyes. And then it's like I'm floating in space. And I'm like, man, this is about love. Relationships and love. That's the only really thing that matters and lasts. And I start having these. And then I come out of it. And I tell myself. And I know what's happening. And I'm like, you have to tell yourself this when you're out of this. Like whenever every other stimulus is making you think and react. You have to remind yourself. It almost feels like when I'm in the shower and can think clearly because I'm in the shower and there's nothing else and I really can be super creative in the shower. But it's that times 100 when I'm on laughing gas because there's nothing to distract me.
Wow.
And I'm just floating in space and I think I have those moments. And one, how do I get laughing gas at home?
I'm sure there's a way.
And then two is that, let me ask Scuba Steve. Hey, Scuba Steve, I'm just going to call to you generic, randomly. Who knows? You just drew your name.
Is that
being high?
I was going to say that there may have been a time in my life when I'd be around the right people. You get really creative. You start thinking about life. You start reflecting on things. And then you come out of it and you're like, what happened? You don't remember a lot of it.
Oh, you don't remember?
No, the other things that I remember after I take some notes and I look back at my phone and those notes don't make sense in my head from when I wrote them down.
Does it feel like what I explained about being on Laughing Gas? Where you're just at peace and you're like, oh, now life makes sense.
It's all about your surroundings and your settings and the people you're with. There's different feelings you have around different people.
My Dr. Tremblay, a dentist.
I would be very relaxed. Yeah. Very relaxed and at peace. Yeah.
I think it's because you're in the now. Like, you're not in the past or the future.
What about
future?
Being
like,
drunk?
In the present.
Nah. I've never been drunk either, and I always think that looks fun.
You get sick.
You do stupid stuff when
you're
drunk.
The same.
It's awesome.
I just got two different.
Yeah, no, but it is awesome.
Yeah, tell me it's not awesome doing that stupid stuff.
It's awesome, but you don't get creative. You actually get lazy.
I don't know. You get creative. Eddie and I were at a club in Vegas one time. We danced for 3 hours on, like, beating that beat like Jersey Shore.
That's fun. I've never just been able to relax like that.
Yeah, but we weren't contemplating our life. Like, we weren't thinking, like, all you need is love, man. We were just hopping on one leg for 3 hours.
We were jamming to the music. And, I mean, we were lost in the music and the atmosphere.
That was crazy.
And didn't realize it'd been 3 hours or whatever. How long? I mean, we were dripping sweat when we're done.
That sounds fun.
And then I woke up the next morning and I couldn't walk because I'd been hopping on that one foot.
Yeah, my right leg was hurt.
I was in so much pain.
What kind of dance was that?
It was just a hot
dance. Jersey Shore, beat that beat.
And then we would high five everyone that was coming in the bar, like, high five.
Then you guys only drank alcohol.
That's it.
That's it, man.
I don't know.
And do you know, was there anything put in your alcohol?
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, hold on. We'll be back.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Her name was Susan Guffey. She passed away last year, but she went to Highland Park in Topeka. And so with that, when she died, she left him $5 million.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
What about her family? It was like, hello.
What about us?
Hello.
Maybe they're good.
But the principal says, you know what? I met her over a decade ago, and she always was involved with helping the school. And so, although that's a lot of money, it wasn't like a crazy surprise. But he told her they had a shortage of books, and the next week, back then, they looked, and all of a sudden, these books were donated. So over the years, even somewhat anonymously, she just kept helping the school. But again, when she passed away, she left $5 million.
Man, that's so cool.
There was a lady, she pushed a cart around near Mountain Pine. I think they called it the bag lady because she always had bags.
Like
bags
a grocery cart?
Yes. Full of, she had bags. She'd just fill it with random crap. And then everybody knew where she lived, right on the side of the road. And all these bags were stacked up outside of her house. And it was kind of dirty. But everybody knew her as a bag lady. Everybody took care of her if she needed it, but she didn't need much. She kept to herself. And when she died, she left a couple organizations, the churches, like $2 million.
What? She had money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. Anyway, big shout out, Susan Guffey. You may not be here. Maybe you're listening from heaven. Maybe you're not. Dude, what if we're on heaven's radio?
I think we are. I checked the website.
We're featured.
Yeah.
Heaven.com.
All right. Awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with, like, underwear and stuff, too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, and it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries, or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
On the phone is Jared. Hey, Jared, where do you live, man?
Lumberton, Texas.
Well, I appreciate you calling. What can I help you with?
My oldest stepdaughter is getting married. Her dad wants to put her on her budget, and he really doesn't want to spend too much money on her wedding. And so far, my wife and I have spent over, or has paid over half of everything. And in the end of it, he's going to be the one walking her down the aisle. And don't get me wrong, Bobby. You know, I love this kid. I love both my stepdaughters like they're my own. I would do anything for them. I would take money out of my savings to pay for her whole wedding just to give her what she wanted. But her dad is not like that. He don't want to. He don't want to dish out nothing for her. I don't know how I should feel, you know, with him still walking her down the aisle whenever he really don't care about it.
So, how long have you raised your stepdaughter?
Going on 9 years.
And she's getting married. And listen, I don't even know that the paying for the wedding is the most hurtful thing. Like, you're paying for it and not walking her down. I think probably it's just not walking her down, considering you've been such an instrumental part of her life. And I have a similar-ish background where, listen, my real dad checked out on me way young, probably younger than her real dad did. And when I was a teenager, Arkansas Keith, who, you know, was my stepdad for a while, came into my life. And he was, you know, basically for 5 or 6 years... You know, before him and my mom divorced, he was my dad. I do understand the romantic idea of someone going, you know, I want to have my dad walk me down the aisle. Right or wrong, I do understand how it would be important to someone to have their biological father walk them down the aisle. Maybe she feels like she has to. You know, maybe I don't think it means she loves you any less. And I'm saying that from somebody who has and had step parents. I just don't feel like I would be hurt, honestly, too. And it's okay to be hurt, but I don't feel like she loves you any less. I feel like it's just you're supposed to have your biological father walk you down the aisle, and that's where she is. I mean, has she said anything to you about it? Has she had that conversation with you?
No. I understand where you're coming from, and where I'm coming from, I guess you're right, because that's a very special part of her life that I would love to be a part of.
I'm going to encourage you. You can be hurt. You should. I understand being hurt by it. But I'm going to encourage you to just be completely supportive, even if it feels uncomfortable, because that's been your role the whole time anyway. To be completely supportive, even when it feels uncomfortable at times. And all you're doing is continuing the legacy that you have built, and that you're there for her regardless of her decisions, good or bad, wise or not wise. You're just going to be there standing right beside her. Maybe not that day, but for her entire life. You've been doing that, and I think the best thing you can do now is just fully support her, even though it cuts you hard. Because I do understand where and why it would cut you hard. So, man, my heart goes out to you because that stinks. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish I could just be like, hey, get over it, man. I can't. That hurts. However, just knowing the kind of guy you are by hearing your voice and hearing how passionate you are about, you know, being her dad or stepdad, I get why it sucks. But also in the same vein, it's you got to continue that. If she chose to walk, who knows what pressure she's getting from him? I don't know. I'm creating stories in my head now.
Did you think it'd be wrong if at the reception I had the DJ play She's My Girl and dance with her?
Is that something that she wants, or you're like, are you saying at the reception you surprise her with that? Because also you have her dad is her dad. Like,
but are you going to dance with her though, regardless? That's the question. Like, are you planning to dance with her? Because I think that would be great. Is there a
yes?
Okay, I don't care what song you play. They can pick a song for him. They can pick a song for you.
Okay.
I thought if he was like going to jump in and be like,
I know,
we're dancing, nobody knows about it. That would have been a different issue.
Oh, that's what it sounded like. And that made me so nervous because I don't want that. You don't want to make the dad uncomfortable. And then there's like the two dads duel it out in the middle of the dance floor.
Oh, you can have a dance off and the winner gets hurt. No, here's the thing. This is my honest heart reaction here.
Hmm.
That as long as you're not doing or playing that song specifically to go, I told you, but you are playing it because that's how you feel. Let it rip, Tater Chip. Have that dance. I think it's great. As long as there's not a competition and that's why you picked that song, then great. You feel that song. Go dance to that song.
Well, but also she'll be, hopefully she's a part of picking the song y'all dance to. It's not, this is her day. So if she's comfortable with it, then yeah, by all means.
Have you talked to her about it?
No, I have not. I talked to my wife about it. She said that she thought that was a good idea.
And again, that's how you feel. I think you should dance to it. I'd run it by her. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I feel good about it. Hey, listen, I feel good about this wedding, Jared. I know that's tough for you to not walk her down. But you know, you signed the contract. You are her stepdad. You're going to love her regardless. I think he's working right now. Tell him to hold those 2x4s for a second. We're on the phone. Jared, I love your heart. I appreciate you calling, sharing your story. I think you're in a good place. It hurts. But that's okay. Aren't you glad it hurts? That means you love her a whole lot. I mean, it could not hurt and you couldn't give a crap and that'd be even worse. But the fact that you love her and it hurts, that's actually a good thing because it matters to you. So let her go have her day. Dance with her to that song if she wants to. And don't let this keep you from enjoying this wedding, okay?
All right, talk to you later.
He was obviously working.
He's busy.
Have a little emotional moment and working at the same time. And that I can respect. All right. Want to grab some calls about that topic. Jared's oldest stepdaughter was getting married. He says a real dad, paraphrasing, kind of a deadbeat, but a real dad is walking her down the aisle. He is not. So a lot of callers are on. Why don't we go to Kay in Oklahoma? Hey, Kay, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you guys?
Doing pretty good. What do you want to say?
Actually, 2 years ago, March 16th, my son got married to a daughter, or to a daughter that had a stepfather and a dad. And what she did was she let the stepfather walk her halfway down the aisle and then let the biological dad intercept her there and walk her on up.
I think it's great.
I like that.
I'd probably go biological father first since he was the first one to have you. And then I'd let the guy who finished the race with her, which is the stepdad, if it were me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, switch it up. But you know there'd be drama between the two dads, too. Like, who gets to go first? Who gets to walk her up?
Yeah, and we're just hearing this dad side of the story, right? She might still have a good relationship with her dad, you know?
We only ever hear one side, right?
Right.
But I thought it was and I think that's a pretty good compromise.
Totally.
But it's got to be up to the daughter to suggest that. I don't think the stepdad can go elbowing in and be like, okay, I got a plan, babe. He'll do 12 feet. I'll do 8. Then I'll run ahead and catch you back on the, you know? But I think that's a pretty good compromise. Kay, thank you for sharing that. Was that wedding awkward or was it awesome?
No, it was awesome. At first, they talked about one on each side. And my daughter-in-law, Megan, said, no, because that makes me feel like you guys are walking me to jail. No, I'm not doing that.
That's funny. Well, thank you, Kay, for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. All right, bye-bye. Christy in Kentucky. You're on the Bobby Bones Show. Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What do you want to say?
I heard Kay's comment, but I actually have a daughter that's going to be married, and her stepfather and her actual father are both going to be walking her down the aisle. And the reason being is because they have come to terms with a long time ago that, you know, mine and his relationship didn't work out, but my current husband has stepped up, and they're in agreement that, you know, they've both been a big part of her life, so they're just going to both walk her down the aisle, and when they're asked who gives this daughter away, then they're going to both say, I do.
So. I wonder who races first to say, I do. I do.
Me.
Listen, I love when everybody can be happy, everybody can have worth, and I think if that works, great. Love it. Love the last one. Heck, man, whatever makes the bride happy, that's what should happen on the wedding day, right?
Yep.
Amy?
100%.
Yep.
Like the parents have, their feelings need to be set aside.
Thank you for the call.
Happy New Year.
Cheers, y'all.
From the Bobby Bones Show.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Amy was telling me about some sort of emergency hack on your phone, right?
Yes.
Something.
I had no idea.
Are you sure it's true?
I promise you it's true. Not only did I see reputable people posting about it online, but I went and researched it. And I implemented it. I haven't tested it out.
We should test it.
Well, it does count down to three, so maybe we could.
Amy will tell you, I didn't know you could do this with your phone, what to do in an emergency situation. Coming up next. Okay, tell me what you saw.
Well, it's an emergency SOS hack. If you have an iPhone, the little button on the side.
Which side? Not the volumes.
But not the volume, one. The big button that you would power on, power off. If you hit it 5 times in a row, it'll...
Beetlejuice shows up.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Shows up out of nowhere.
If you do that, it calls emergency services, and it'll also send a text to your selected emergency contacts, and it'll alert them of your location. But it'll count down to 3 before it does that in case you accidentally press it 5 times.
So if you just go
1, 2, 3, 4,
but then what, does it make a noise or anything?
Yes, really loud alarm, but after 3 seconds.
After.
So if you're in danger,
yeah,
you do this. Let me
One,
do
two,
it.
Three. Not yet.
Okay. I'm in danger.
No.
But you're not, though.
Okay.
You push it 5 times. Hey, then what happens? One. No, not yet. I'm asking you questions.
Okay, so you just press it 5 times. Then it goes 3, 2, 1. Yeah. At 1, it sounds a crazy alarm,
okay,
letting people around you know you're in danger. It also contacts emergency services for you. They know your location because it got your phone.
What's emergency services?
Like 911. And I don't know.
No, then don't do it, Amy.
No, it'll count down to 3.
You but can, when will it start making the ew, ew?
At the 3rd second.
Because I want to hear the sound.
I know, yeah, but we too. Can't do that because then it'll have alerted people to come help you. Also,
but if it's a test for people to hear, you're not going to get in trouble.
That's what you say. You got fined $1 million because of some test.
Hey, Scuba Steve, let me ask you about this. Should we go through with this or no?
I think that because this isn't FCC related, I think we should try it out and hit cancel. And if they call you, just say, hey, I'm sorry, it was an accident. I didn't know. Because who knows about that hack? Nobody, I feel like.
Okay.
I had no idea. And I've had an iPhone for how long? And I don't know when they...
I say do it. Let's just do it.
Okay.
All right. Bob Pittman, Scuba Steve told me to do it. President of iHeartRadio.
All right. And then Bob Pittman, Bobby told me to do it.
No. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to hit it 5 times. Count out loud.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. What's your phone doing?
Nothing happened.
It turned off, Amy.
Hold on. No, maybe I didn't do it right. Hold on.
Do it 5 quick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There.
Oh.
Wait, stop it. I have to stop it. It's calling.
It called.
Let's see what happens.
No.
Tell him you were just joking.
Okay,
be like, JK,
call 911. That's what it did. So there you go.
It now called 911.
Now we know.
That's what it did.
Now we know. It goes. And then at the count of 3, it immediately started dialing 911. And then also, my sister and my husband are probably about to get text messages with my location because I added them as my emergency contacts. We'll see what happens. Oh, gosh. They're on the phone.
Right,
oh, no.
Right.
They said hello.
It's right.
All time.
Hello?
Hello, police department.
Oh,
yes, this is the police department.
I have to hang up.
No.
You
have to tell them. It's Amy.
Amy, you have to tell them.
No, they're calling
me. Say it was an accident.
Somebody say it.
Hey, I'm sorry. That was an accident. I was testing out a new feature on the phone, and I'm sorry.
You're fine. Just call us back if you need us, and next time if you do call 911, stay be on the line and speak to the operator. That way we don't have to call you back, okay?
Okay, sorry, I got nervous. Okay, thank you.
No, you're fine. Just call us if you need us, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, why did you hang up? All you had to do is say...
Now I have to end it again.
Oh.
Stop. Stop notifying. So that's a good thing to know. If, like, say your attacker gets your phone from you, it's going to keep calling 911 until you cancel it.
But even the attacker knows, oh, accident. That's an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No. That's when you say, no, it's not, in the background.
Crazy.
Maybe. I'm sweating.
Why? All you had to do was say it was an accident.
Because I got nervous.
You freaked out under pressure.
Because this is against the law.
With the game on the line, you had to freak the line. I don't want you up.
You can get arrested for misuse of 911.
We didn't misuse it. We were showing our listeners what to do. Stop waving your face like you're in trouble.
I am. That was scary, man. My heart is hot.
So, when Amy hung up on 911, everyone in the room goes, no!
Okay.
It's the worst thing you could have done.
Okay, guys.
Her husband kicks the door in now like, what's wrong?
So, I'm dizzy. But now we know it works. That's awesome. Yeah.
Calmly, what people do if they're in trouble is?
You got to press it fast.
5 times.
We learned 5 times. Boom, 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 boom. Because when I did 5 kind of fast, it didn't work.
But 5 like you're in trouble fast.
Yeah.
And then it goes, boo, boo, boo. And then it calls 911.
No.
Now you do it, Eddie.
And then I hang up on him again. They're like, okay, something's happening over there.
I know.
Okay. Amy, stop fanning yourself. You didn't almost go to jail. Amy's acting like she just committed a crime and got away with it.
A good thing, yes, she was. But sometimes 911 will be like, sorry, no matter what, we got to send officers out.
We see a squad busting right to the group. Can you imagine? Okay, Amy, great job. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Welcome. The more you know.
The more you know.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Average life expectancy right now is 78 and a half.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all. That's the average. What, how old do you want to live till?
I want to live forever. 100?
Wow.
Perfect.
Yeah, I want to be the person that jumps out of the airplane at 100 or throws the first pitch at 110.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or runs a marathon at 130. Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
I didn't know you were going to say 100, but lucky for you, I have the keys to living to 100 years old, according to experts.
Whiskey and cigarettes every Tuesday.
No, but I did find an article of one woman who's 107, and she said the key to her longevity has been living alone and never getting married.
Oh, well,
the key to anyone living a long time is genetics.
Yeah, especially 107. Mm. I mean, come on.
Okay, so what are the keys here?
All right. Exercise daily. Okay. This shows to keep your body functioning as it's designed to do.
5 days a week. Nobody goes 7. Even nobody goes 7. That's unhealthy, but yes.
Eat balanced and nutritious foods that, you know, feed your organs and your body and are healthy for your brain, especially after 50 years old.
Okay, I'm good for a while, then on Laffy Taffy's. Good, I got a few more years.
This one worries me for you.
Okay.
Get more than 7 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah, it's brutal. I try now, but man, I'm in an unhealthy little span right now. Sometimes I get 2 or 3, and it's not even because I'm doing anything crazy. I just wake up, and I'm up. I can't go back to sleep. So, but yeah, I'll probably die tomorrow if that's the case.
It says your poor sleep starts to affect your vision, blood flow, and just overall positive mojo. And then this one, this is where I told you about forest bathing, where you go sit with the trees. But it says here you got to get outdoors daily. Fresh air and not being cooped up inside all day affects all your senses.
That's overrated. I like good Wi-Fi. Is that on there?
Okay, you're definitely not making it.
All right.
So a couple is kind of being trolled online because they spend date nights door dashing together. It's their way.
Like working?
Yeah. They instead of spending money on their date, they make money on their date.
That sounds fun.
That's great. And you got to work. You got to pay the bills.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought, why are people hating on them finding ways to hang out together and doing something they enjoy? And they go to different restaurants, pick up food, deliver it to people's houses, but they get to be together the entire time.
I bet they don't enjoy. They'd probably rather do other things, but they can probably spend time together while they got to pay the bills. Like, they probably find it fun to be together while they're doing something that's not the most fun. And they probably just shared it as something they do together. I was like, hey, we do this. Not because we want to do it, but because we want to spend time together. And somebody's got to work and pay the bills.
And then, of course, they got haters. But I was wondering, what if you ever positioned to Caitlin? I mean, I get it. If you needed to pay the bills, fine. But say you had a work event, a work thing, and you're like, never. Caitlin, date night.
No.
She wouldn't like that.
Never.
No chance. Yeah.
All right. If you want to sleep on Dolly Parton's former tour bus, you can head on over to Dollywood and do that. You just need to give them $10,000 for two nights.
Well, it's that much?
Yes. Now, a portion of the proceeds is going to be donated to the Dollywood Foundation.
That doesn't make sense. Even like super fancy hotels are not that.
Well, but here's the twist. I mean, you get two
people. Does Dolly show up?
Two people can sleep on this tour bus, which her tour bus is amazing. She has a bathtub on there.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of tour buses. We've used them. I don't care. Even the nicest tour buses, I'd rather be in a hotel.
It's still a tour bus.
It's still a bus, yeah.
Well, that sleeps two guests, and then your reservation comes with an additional Dream More room at Dollywood that sleeps four. Mm. But still, $10,000 is a lot of money. If you
That's
you know,
crazy. $5,000 a night for a tour bus?
If you want to live out this dream, Dollywood.com.
That's not a dream.
Didn't we sleep on...
she would need to show up.
Zeppelins? No. Whose was it?
Definitely not Zeppelin.
Doobie Brothers. It was one of the... Sweet Home Alabama guys. Leonard Skinner. Remember, we rented their bus for one trip.
I don't.
You don't? I mean, I've been like two founding members.
We've had everybody's bus over the years. We've just been like, we got to get a bus. Who do we have?
Maybe it's a false story.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this 50-year-old chick in Baltimore, got a new license plate for a car a couple years ago, and she hated the numbers. They were 91104. So she hit them up and said, hey, can I get a new license plate? And they're like, no, ma'am, that's the one you're going to keep. She's like, fine, I'll keep it. Then she started seeing those numbers everywhere at work, on TV.
911, yeah, that's the whole thing.
On phones. He's like,
on a cop car.
She said, man, these numbers must be very important. Because they're my license plate tag. I'm seeing them everywhere. So they introduced a new lottery game called Pick 5. She goes, I have to play those numbers. Played them, won $50,000.
Wow.
I think
it will be cool, though, even without the lottery, to have that as my number because I can remember it. I never remember my license plate.
Ever.
I have to take a picture of it, put it on my phone, and then, crap, what is it? But if it were 91104, I remember that right now.
Even walking to the parking meter,
yes.
I forget.
Yes, yes.
Oh, what
then
is
I'm
it?
I'm like, son of a gun, I got to go back and look again.
Do
yes.
you have your driver's license number memorized?
No chance.
No.
I used to have mine when I had a Texas one.
I have two of my credit cards memorized, though, and the CVS. The CVS code.
That's
what?
Good. That's impressive.
What is that?
I've just had to type them in
Prove
it. Places.
Okay. So what is it, 5-2?
Good story. Good for
her. She said she started crying. Her and her husband are so thankful.
Good. Well, don't be resentful.
He's mad.
Yes, good for her. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping,
or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Amy's joke coming up in a second. First, a couple of weeks ago, Lunchbox got a package in the mail. In the package was a lottery ticket. He scratched it. He won $25. But there was a problem.
Yeah, the ticket was from Florida. And so I can't drive down to Florida for $25. So I had to mail it.
So he called the lottery office to see if when they give him his money, they'll give him a giant check for $25. You know, because on TV, they give him that big check.
For the big jackpots.
Well, yeah. That's their rule. So here's a clip.
Hello, it's a great day to win with the f***ery. This is
I got a question for you. So I won $25 in your wonderful lottery. I had a scratch off and I hit it big for $25 and I mailed it to you guys, right? And so I'm hoping that you guys can mail me one of those big checks that I see on the news.
No one's ever asked me, and I've been working here for 20 years now. I've never had anybody ask me for a giant check for a $25 scratch-off winner.
I mean, I kind of feel like you're laughing at me like it's kind of funny, but...
No, sir, it's just that it's so unusual to get this call. You know, it is, you got to admit, somewhat humorous to think that you want a giant check for $25.
But, well, I want to walk into my bank with that big check and be like, I'm here to deposit $25.
Sir, you do realize that these checks are not legal tender. They're just for show.
No, I didn't realize that. I thought they were real. Like, I thought they took that to the bank and you cash it. Yeah, so do we have a deal? Are you going to be mailing me that $25 big check?
Well, I think you can tell that we're not going to be sending you no checks, sir. Have a nice day.
Possibly the nicest guy ever. The whole time, I felt like he had a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, those checks are like $80 just to make.
What?
Like they cost that much to buy.
That's ridiculous.
So you wouldn't want to check.
No, I would owe them 25 right. minus 85.
Yeah, they'd invoice you and send you the check.
How do you know how much those cost?
Because we've had to do them before.
So you had to buy it?
Yeah. We've done big charity giveaways for our big charity gives. And if the give is a few $100,000, you pay like $80 and get one of those big fake checks.
Yeah, but not for $25.
Not for $25. All right, let's go over to Amy and get the joke.
The morning corny.
I always take my problems to Tommy. He'll figure something out.
Here's the thing about that joke. Amy was laughing out loud.
I said it wrong though. Can I do it again?
He'll figure, Tommy. He'll figure.
He'll figure. Oh. I said he'll. I said he'll, and I should have said he'll. He'll figure. He'll figure something out. Tommy, he'll figure.
I'll tell you guys, I didn't get that.
Laughing over by herself.
Because I thought it was funny.
You can say it again, but I think you said it the right way.
I did. Why did it not come in my head? It was so much funnier.
than when it came out of my mouth.
You can
That's
say it again.
That's the
Go
problem
ahead.
A lot of times.
Say it again.
Okay. I always take my problems to Tommy. He'll figure something out. Sorry. Maybe next time. Maybe.
That was the morning corny.
Maybe just wear that on the days you're wearing Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I have one of those.
Didn't you used to run these by Mike D?
That doesn't happen anymore.
I don't think so.
No, I have free creative control.
Okay. All right, this is a fun game. I'll play a very famous song, but it's as if a high school marching band were performing it. Okay? All you have to do is name the song. They're very famous. They're easily recognizable. For example, here you go.
Is that Rocky?
No, it's the Final Countdown.
Oh.
It's the Final Countdown.
Would you have missed it, Amy?
I guess I would have because I guess Rocky.
But that's the hardest one, I think.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, write your answers down. Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox, it is elimination style. Name the first song. Amy.
Sweet Caroline.
Eddie?
I have Sweet Caroline.
Lunchbox?
Sweet Caroline.
Next up, name the marching band. Playing the song. Here you go. Amy took her headphones off and it was going to be the most recognizable part of the song.
I have the song. I just can't think of it at all.
Turn it up, Ray.
So good.
Struggling over there?
I have it, but all
don't
I get.
Write it down. Okay. Let me know when you're in over there.
Okay. I can't think of the name, but I'm in.
You're writing down a lot of words.
I know.
She's about seven words deep over here.
Okay, I'm in.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Uptown Funk.
That's it. Oh.
What do you have over there?
Don't believe just right.
That wouldn't even have been right.
But that's from Uptown Funk. Don't give it to you.
Yeah.
Don't believe just right.
Okay. Just watch.
Is it? Yeah, yeah, it's not just right.
Just watch.
Well, whatever the words are. Honestly, what was over in my head was don't believe just right. Suck it.
That's oh, not definitely right. Not it.
None of that is right.
I know. There it is.
Eddie?
Bones, I have Uptown Funk.
Okay, Amy, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, man.
You have been eliminated. All right, here we go. Lunchbox and Eddie are remaining. Name this one.
Yeah, I'm in.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Don't Stop Believing.
Eddie?
Don't Stop Believing.
That's correct.
Uh-oh. Stop believing.
Next up, can you name this song as played by the high school marching band?
All-Star.
Eddie?
I have All-Star.
Nice job. You're an All-Star.
Let's get a little bit harder here. Name this one. Lunchbox?
The middle.
Eddie?
I have the middle.
Nice job. We're still in it. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? Name this one. Lunchbox?
Shake it off.
Eddie?
Shake it off.
Nice job.
This is crazy.
All right, next one up. Lunchbox?
Hold on. Hit it again.
Still going. Five more seconds. All right, Lunchbox. All right, time. Eddie.
Oh, no. I got this.
What is it?
Old Town Road.
There it is.
Oh, no.
Stock is attached. Head is matte black.
Hey, Ray, play that one again from the beginning. Here you go. That's funny, huh?
Yeah, I love this game.
See if you can name this next one. Eddie's our winner. Here's the next one.
Come on. Got it.
What is it?
Blinding Lights.
Yeah, good. Blinding Lights.
Super Bowl.
Okay. Next one. Nice. If you can name that one.
Got it.
You and all 10 for 10.
I got it.
What is it?
That one went down to Georgia.
There he is. Play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals at heart. And if you win, you there's our winner, Eddie. Yeah. Play a song. There he is.
And if high school bands aren't playing these songs, they got to get on it. These are so good.
I can't see them rushing to play Shallow.
No.
Here's a voicemail we got from Morgan in PA. Here you go.
I was just calling. I was just curious. Whenever, Bobby, you order anything to your house, I don't know, like DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever you guys get, or Amazon Prime, do you put your actual name on the packages? I just know, I remember you guys had some like privacy issues, and yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, I do, but it's my real name, so it doesn't say Bobby Bones, but it does say Bobby, so I use real name. You?
Sometimes it's me, and sometimes it's another name.
Yeah.
which confuses a lot of my friends at times. Even me sometimes. I'm like, who's this? And I'm like, oh yeah.
Do you just sign a fake name, a different fake name all
no,
the time?
I would sign mine. I'm just saying for packages, yeah. We have stuff that shows up, all kinds of names. I forget who all lives in my house, quote unquote.
Let me do voicemail number two. This is from Betsy.
My husband and I have been married for almost 35 years, and we have moved within the last 3 years. So we've unpacked a bunch of old pictures and paintings and photos. He wants to just toss them if we're not going to put them on the wall. I feel like I want to keep them for the kids. We have 3 children. I would just love to hear your take on this. Thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
I think if you have the space and it's not creating, you know, some sort of distraction, I think you can save them. I would like to have them saved just in case and let them make that decision later, don't you?
100%.
You can also use Legacy Box, who we use.
Yeah. That's an easy compromise.
Mm-hmm, which they take all those pictures and they digitize them. So you still have them all. But you can have them on your computer or your phone and not have them in actual paper form. And if you wanted them in paper form, you can just reprint them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I say keep them. You?
I say totally keep them. But yes, the legacy box is a compromise where you can digitize it and then, you know, maybe he gets his way in getting rid of it. But for me, it's like, it's worth it to try to find a space to hold on to the stuff, even if you do digitize it.
Now, if you are a pack rat, period, that's yeah. probably a different conversation. You're probably keeping a lot of stuff. And he's like, look, babe, you're keeping everything.
Yeah.
But I do like keeping the pictures if you have space to keep the pictures.
Yes.
Here's voicemail number 3 from Austin, Texas.
Hey, what's up, Bobby, man? I'm over here chilling with my kids, man. I got your number. See, I'm calling to say what's up. See, y'all believe me now?
Yes.
Say what's up.
What's up, Bobby?
See, I told y'all I had a number.
It sounds like a dad flexing to his kids totally. And he has my number.
And he just called 877-77, Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here for that. And finally, here is Kayla from San Antonio.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm at a little bar, and they're playing Eddie's wedding song. I don't think it's Eddie's uncle, but it's definitely the song. And it made me so excited.
I love this.
So what's the story with your winning song versus that version?
So I think that's the original version, and my uncle just covered it, and that's the version we play on the radio, my uncle's band's version. But it's not that one.
But that song, though, has been done many, many times.
Yeah, it's almost like La Bamba, you know, where it's like a very popular song and people cover it, and my uncle's one of the covers.
How funny, though. She's at like a Mexican restaurant or wherever, and she recognizes that song.
I love that.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
We got this voicemail last night. This is from Aza Lee. She wants to sing on voicemail. This is her shooting her shot. Hey, how about it? Let's hear it.
What's up, Bobby Bone Show? This is day one of shooting my shot. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, and forgive me for what I do. But if you won't ask, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon. Your mama's gonna move you uptown.
Did she just hung up?
And then she's like, all right, see ya.
She just hung up straight.
Bye.
I need you to do Blink 182 for tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. I give her a whole range. And tell us where you're from, Aza Lee. All right, shoot your shot. Always shoot your shot. More people are coming forward about celebrities being cool. Let's play the first one here. A guy who worked at a high-end clothing store says Robert Downey Jr. came into a Christmas shop wearing an awesome jacket. Here you go.
He was wearing this really cool jacket. So I was like, oh my God, that jacket, it's amazing. And he was like, oh, thank you so much. It's like the first time I've worn it. Fast forward, he finishes shopping and everything, and we're helping him out to his car. And he takes the jacket off and he gives it to me. And he says, Merry Christmas. And this is it. And I have Robert Downey Jr.'s jacket.
Isn't that cool?
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, here is a former child actor talking about Robin Williams because they worked together for a bit.
So I'm an actor, but I was a pretty successful child actor. I did a bunch of movies when I was a kid, Nancy Drew and Ace Ventura Jr., the greatest game ever played. But I want to talk about this movie, License to Wed. It was a rom-com with John Krasinski and Mandy Moore, who are also incredible and amazing people. But I want to talk about Robin Williams. In the 2 months that we worked together, Robin taught me everything that I know about comedy and professionalism and being kind to people on set. He was the funniest, sweetest, smartest person on the planet. I don't care what anybody else says, a genius and the kindest man. At the end of filming, Robin came to my trailer and he gave me a gift. It was a signed copy of the Groucho letters signed by Groucho Marx. He said someone gave it to him because he reminded them of Groucho. And Robin gave it to me and said it's because that I reminded him of him.
Pretty cool.
Wow, that is cool.
Here's one more. Here's a guy talking about Jimmy Fallon.
I was lucky enough to be in the live studio.
This is a girl talking about Jimmy Fallon. Thank you.
I was lucky enough to be in the live studio audience of the Jimmy Fallon show. And during the commercial break, he came right up to me and my friends and had a whole conversation with us. We're all college kids and communications majors. So he just talked to us about that and gave us some like genuine advice and how he kind of got to be where he is today. He seemed very genuine. And at a time when a lot of talk show hosts and late night hosts have rumors about them being really mean behind the scenes, it was really refreshing to have that experience with him.
So there you have three people telling three random stories.
Cool.
Here's mine. I don't think I've told this on the show. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I have.
Obviously not, or I think we would have guessed it.
Well, a few years ago, I think 100 people must have said no to this job. And maybe too, because I just started working on American Idol, and they were trying to get me on things to promote American Idol. But they said, hey, come host Miss America. Or not host, sorry. Judge Miss America.
Right.
And I was like, okay, cool. And so I fly up to New Jersey, Atlantic City, which I'd never been before. And I'm going to the hotel, and it's famous people everywhere. There's like 10 famous people, and I'm the only one that's not famous. And I'm like, dang, there aren't any other like F-list people like myself. And I'm like, man, and it's hard to go talk. Everybody has their little crews with them, and I didn't have like a group of people with me. And so we get on this bus. They say, hey. Get on the bus. We're going to take you across town. We'll go to this place and learn how to actually judge the competition. And so we go and we get on the bus. And it was like Forrest Gump. I'm like walking down. Everybody's got their people sitting with them.
Oh, seats taken?
Can't sit here.
Seats taken.
Can't. So I keep walking down the bus. Finally, there's a seat in the very, like two seats from the back. And I sit there by myself. And I'm just
looking around like, oh, it's going to be a long weekend because I don't know anybody. And so, and it's about a 25-minute bus ride. Do you guys want to guess who it is? Did you come up with a guess?
Yeah,
I have a guess, but
pretty far from it though.
Who'd you think?
Carrot Top. I don't know why I guess Carrot Top, but is it him?
No. Okay. Who'd you guess?
Mario Lopez. Now you say Miss America.
Okay, so but I don't know if he's still on Shark Tank. Is it Mark Cuban?
He is still on Shark Tank, but it's not Mark Cuban.
Okay.
Mark Cuban's worth a billion.
Yeah, not millions.
So I'm sitting.
Never mind.
And again, awkwardly by myself. And this guy comes walk. I see him walking back, and he's got a good amount of jewelry on. So you can tell that he's the famous one. Jewelry. And everybody looks a little different in real life when you meet a celebrity, especially someone that was famous, you know, really famous 8, 9, 10 years ago. And he sits down beside me and goes, yo, dog.
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson.
Wow!
He goes, yo, dog, do you not know anybody here? I was like, no, I don't know anybody. He goes, you know me now. I'm your friend. So we sit on the bus for like 15 minutes. He gives me, I think I still have a cell phone number. Gives me a cell phone number. We drive all the way across town. I'm like the new kid at school. That's what it feels like. He sits beside me as we're learning how to judge this competition. He talks to me for the whole next day as like my buddy partner. We leave. He's like, yo, dog, whenever you need anything, hit me up. And I was just like, what just happened? He had no reason to be nice to me, right? He didn't get anything from it. There was no gain. Right. There was no relationship for him that was like a positive. He just saw me sitting by myself and near the back of the bus.
Wow.
And was like, hey, he's like, yo, dog, you need a friend? And I was like, yeah, please. But there you go. There's my story about a celebrity being cool. We'll come back next. Bobby Bones Show. Okay, over on the phone now, we have people that have randomly met celebrities, and they're going to tell us stories. I don't know if they're good or bad. Do we want to roll the dice?
Yeah,
roll it.
Ashley in Arkansas, you are on the Bobby Bones Show. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
So, like I said, I'm from Arkansas, and I nannied for a family while I was in college. And we were at LAX, and this guy in front of me at Starbucks started talking to the little girl that I was nannying for, telling her how much they looked alike, his daughter and this little girl. So he then proceeds to ask me how old she is, and it's Keith Urban.
Oh, that's cool.
And he ended up buying my Starbucks, but I really wish I would have said, like, hey, if you need a nanny, here's my phone number. biggest regret.
Would you have moved to Nashville to nanny for Keith Urban?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Me too.
I was in college. I didn't have, you know, yeah, I'm from Arkansas. You probably come through my town a lot, and there's not much in my hometown, so.
That's a pretty cool story. I will double vouch that Keith's an extremely nice guy. Just a good dude. Never had a bad moment with him, and I've had a bunch of moments with him. So, well, thank you for that story, Ashley. I appreciate that.
He's wonderful. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good day. You guys can hit us up, 877-77-BOBBY. Let's go over and talk to Rose in Delaware, who's on the phone. Hey, Rose.
Just wanted to tell you a story when I met Rod Stewart.
Okay.
In probably 1977, 1980. And he kicked out soccer balls. I caught one. Some drunk took it from me, threw me over the railing. Security guard came, gave me the ball back. Rod Stewart saw it, came over to me, brought the whole band over, signed my ball. And the whole band, and I still have it today.
Oh, dang, that's cool.
It was wonderful.
How did you have that song ready to go, Ray? I'll be like, Ray, can you give me some Darius? And like, man, we don't have a clip of it anywhere. And all of a sudden, he's got a Forever Young by Rod Stewart ready to go.
Not bad, Ray.
Hey, thank you for that call. That's pretty cool. Let's go over and talk to Rob in Austin, Texas. Hey, Rob, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What celebrity did you meet?
Probably the most memorable is I've done a lot of extra and double work on sets, and the most memorable was I'm sitting down having lunch, and all of a sudden from behind me I hear a voice, are the Vittles good, son? And I look up, and it's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that's cool.
And I said, yes, sir, they are. He said, you mind if I sit down? We'll have lunch together. Got pictures with the guy. He's probably the nicest man, him and Patrick Swayze, I ever met in Hollywood.
Wow.
Dang.
But I loved it.
That's pretty cool that you had lunch with Clint Eastwood, and he wondered about the Vittles.
Yeah, he's quite the guy. He's a really cool dude, and I had a nice time with him.
I appreciate that call, Rob. Hope you have a great day.
Hey, you too, buddy. Take care.
See you later. On the phone right now is Megan in West Virginia.
I need some advice.
Okay.
I just started seeing this guy who's 10 years older than me. He's been married, has 3 kids. I'm 30, and my parents
We've been dating for 9 months, and I just introduced them to my parents, my family, and every single person in my family, my mom, my dad, my brothers, are all against it because he's older and has 3 kids.
Okay, so first, before you throw out their advice or take their advice, like, again, why are they telling you that they don't like him? Is it only because he's older and has 3 kids?
I think so.
He didn't have like a big neck tattoo, face tattoo, prison record, anything like that?
Teardrop.
No.
If that's the reason that they don't think you should be with him, and you know those things already exist, I don't think you should listen to the advice they're giving you. I think when someone gives you advice, if you understand why they're giving you that advice, that's a big help. If you already know he's married, 3 kids, his past, and you're like, you know what? I still love him. I still have a great feeling. There's fulfillment when I'm with him. I think you should pursue that. I don't think you let your parents, your brother and sister, whatever you have, walk you against that if you already know why they're saying what they're saying and you still disagree with it. You're also not 22 or 19. If you were 19 with a 40-year-old that had all this, even I would go, hey, you don't understand yet. You're just a kid. Like, listen to your parents. They've been there. You're 30. You know what this world, you've spun around this planet enough times to understand what's happening. So I think you're good. I think you should pursue this until you don't feel like you should pursue it anymore. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree. If she wants to be with him, then it's, honestly, she can hear what her family has to say. But
listen,
she,
be a listen vocal listener. Want,
but you don't, you're an adult and you don't have to listen to friends and family if it's a decision that you feel good about.
I would also say, sit down and say, hey, tell me why. Like, actually have a conversation and say, okay, I understand everything you're saying, but here's why I feel the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, be an adult and go make adult decisions. So, Megan, we're on your team completely here. We think you should pursue this. If it makes you feel good, if he makes you feel good, then go to town.
What about, like, my family? Like, I'm close with them, too, so that makes it difficult.
Of course it is, but I think they have to understand and love you the same way you're understanding and loving them. You're listening, but you also need to explain to them why you feel the way that you do. They have some decisions to make, but they're not running your life. You're running your life. They're walking alongside of you, but they're not running you. So this is a you thing. You're a big girl. You're 30. Let's go.
Okay.
That's the kick in the pants you needed today.
Unless, of course, there's some reason we don't know about.
Listen, if he has to turn his porch light off at Halloween, if you know what I'm saying, so kids don't come to his door, that's an issue. Mm-hmm. However, if he's a good dude and he has a history that you're fine with, go let it rip.
Yeah, but just honest communication with your parents and your family is what you need to do right now. And tell them how it makes you feel when they
will understand if they love you, Megan. And call us back in a week or 2 weeks after you have this conversation, okay?
Yeah, actually, we are going to dinner with my brother.
Let him know then. Let him know.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. Last Wednesday, a 59-year-old man got out of prison after 8 years for robbing a bank. Went to bed, woke up Thursday morning, said, what am I going to do today? Walked into a bank and demanded $150,000.
Robbed a bank.
That's
what he's going to do.
He missed it.
That's Shawshank right there. Couldn't be out of prison.
Get busy living or get busy dying?
No, he didn't feel comfortable out of jail.
Yeah, right. That happened.
Yeah, me.
Dang.
I'm always comfortable out of the big house. That's my true home, I think. Generations. That's where my whole family's been, in jail. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
You guys go over to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's go over and do the good news countdown. Let's go.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Number 3.
A high school in New Jersey did a lost and found day where students could claim lost stuff, but it was really just a setup to surprise one specific teacher whose son was in the military. You gotta love when they do an elaborate setup.
Full blown.
We're doing a full school, and it's for one person.
They commit.
Love it. He's been in Iraq. She hadn't seen him in over a year. They reunited. It was awesome, obviously. So everybody involved in this, you get a gold star, especially committing to going, the whole school is doing a theme just for her. That's amazing. That's awesome. Let's do number 2.
Number 2.
An off-duty firefighter in New York was getting home last week when he saw a house down the street on fire. And he ended up pulling a 3-year-old girl out. Again, he was off-duty, and it was in his neighborhood. The whole place was full of smoke, but he had a breathing apparatus in his trunk that he takes to career days when he goes to school to show them what that is.
Gosh, what a blessing.
And so he's like, oh, crap. He grabs it, runs into the place, He said he's very lucky he's lazy because he left it in the car and never took it out.
Yeah.
And so is she. That's an amazing story. It's such a brave guy for doing what he does and especially doing that. Let's go to number one.
Number one.
A dog in Nebraska, nicknamed Baby Girl, just found a forever home after living in a shelter for almost 5 years. That makes me so sad to think of a dog. It makes me think of I Will Remember You.
That's commercials. Mm,
yes. Except that's the wrong Sarah McLachlan
no,
song.
No, it's an angel.
In the arms oh, of yes. an angel. Yeah.
Either Fly works away. In my head.
Just when I see her face, I'm sad for puppies.
Right.
It can just be her. Like, hey, Sarah McLachlan, picture from the 90s. And I'm like, that poor dog.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, but let me say, to go and adopt a five-year-old shelter dog, probably older than that, that's awesome by you folks. Because that dog probably was not going to get adopted. Yeah. That's just amazing that you would, instead of what's trendy or what's fun, like, oh, let's get a puppy, which, by the way, ain't fun.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. You did that. I love it. That's awesome. I hope more people do that.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Well, now it's time to embark on the rest of our day. Amy?
Yes, I'm headed home to... My daughter's not feeling very well, so...
Has she been around Lunchbox?
I'm going to... I'm going to pick her up some of those Pedialyte popsicles you speak so highly of.
Save me. I was deathly ill.
Okay.
And the whole time I was having like hallucinations of broccoli attacking me at one night.
Very strange.
I was asleep. Oh, it was weird. It's like broccoli was like, fought like bombs. And so I was like, oh, I was like having this weird hallucination. And then there's a meme of, it's like a rat or a mouse. And he's got his fist real tight. You guys familiar with that meme? Arthur, that's what it is. I don't know the cartoon, but Arthur's a cartoon. Arthur's like, ugh. And that was me thinking about Lunchbox getting me sick the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
I had broccoli bombing me. I was like, that guy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well,
those popsicles are good. They get really hard, though.
Okay.
Meaning, like, other popsicles that are, like, Otter Pop type things, you can kind of bite them quickly. Those freeze so hard, you almost got to leave them out, like, 15 seconds. That's right. That's your popsicle minute. Yeah, popsicle minute with me, Bobby.
Pedialyte popsicle pro minute.
That's it. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Hope it's awesome. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Goodbye, everybody. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.